Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Review Behind the Scenes, guys. This is the weekend edition, and my name is Michelle Cornwell-Jordan, and I'm one of your hosts. And Jamie White, my co-host, is joining me tonight. And this evening, we're very excited because we're having our returning guest, the wonderful, very talented, award-winning author, Paulette Harper. She's here to chat about her newest release, Secret Places Revealed. Ladies, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi.
Hello, 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 everyone. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me again, Michelle and Jamie.
Oh, my goodness. We're very, very happy to have you. those that are listening, many of our wonderful guests are coordinated through Paulette and right now Literary Virtual Tours. And so we are so happy to also, and honored to have her on the show. So very, very glad you're here. We are going to jump right back into the chat right after a brief message. All right?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Hi, this is Cecile Monique, and you're listening to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your source for the hottest in indietainment's news and features.
Yes, welcome again. Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody out there?
Well, okay. Well, like I said, thank you for having me on the show again. I am Paulette Harper. I live in Northern California by way of the San Francisco Bay Area. Today is a gorgeous, gorgeous day in spite of all the weather that's been, you know, going on in other places. It's gorgeous here today.
Oh, yeah, we're seeing the rain right now, actually, here.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah. It's been pretty warm here. Today is a little breezy, but overall, it's a beautiful day here in California. I am the youngest of eight. I have two beautiful daughters and three gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous grandchildren.
Yes.
I am an entrepreneur, author. As you mentioned, I own right now virtual book tours, which I really love to help and promote other authors. Workshop instructor, speaker, and, you know, a lover of life and a lover of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. And, again, welcome. And, you know, it has been a little while since you were here, and we have our audience has grown. So for those that are new, maybe we're going to start back at the beginning again. How did you get on the path to the writing and to all that you do? You wear so many hats. So how did all of this start?
You know what? I started writing in 2007, and I actually started writing coming out of a divorce. And used the writing as therapy. And I just really felt that my life up until that point I felt my life had meaning, but I just didn't know the purpose in which God was going to use all that pain and sorrow in that transition to bring me to a place of, you know, sharing my story with people, especially with other women. And so I just believe that what I had gone through in life wasn't in vain, and somehow someone was going to benefit from my own tears. And just really being nudged by the Lord to start penning what I had experienced those, you know, 3 or 4 years, you know, going through separation and then finally ending up in the divorce. And so that's where I penned my first book. That was then, This Is Now, This Broken Vessel Restored, and that was published in 2008. And not even realizing that was really the course that, well, for me, that wasn't the course I had planned for my life, but that really was the course that God had planned for me. And so from that point on, been able to write since then, but that's really how I got started, using my sorrows and my pain and packaging that in something that I could share with other women who were really going through, you know, similar things that I was going through. And I've just been blessed and fortunate to be able to continue writing since then.
Very, very cool. I love how, you know, out of the challenges, you know, so much has grown that is so positive and helped so many, so many different people in lives. And that's incredible to me. So thank
you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really excited. You know, I it wasn't something that I had planned for myself, yet I knew that there was still purpose in my own life. And to be where I am right now, to look back over the years and to see where I am right now, I'm just at awe at the journey that I've taken. It hasn't always been pleasant, but it's really been it's been great. It's been, you know, great experiences, but really been able to help others along the way.
Very cool.
I'm curious about a couple things of, you know, one question, a related question. Where do you get the inspiration for your stories? And what is the strangest bit of inspiration that you've had for a story?
I get my inspiration. I write in several genres. I write nonfiction, and then, of course, my inspirational fiction, and then I have a children's book as well. And my nonfiction books come through my own personal experience. I'm a minister, and so writing nonfiction inspiration, it just kind of comes natural for me to do that. And so I can, you know, I can pen a teaching series, or, you know, if someone wants me to speak, I can, you know, I can do that. And my two nonfiction books, that was In This Now, and then my second nonfiction book, Completely Whole, really came Completely Whole, actually was a spin from the first one, but just taking my life and then the experiences, and then looking at other people's in their lives, and then really reflecting, you know, how, you know, God can take a life. And then, of course, you know, looking in the scriptures as well. So it comes from my own personal life. It comes from watching other people and how they, you know, make transitions as well. But then finding that inspiration and that hope in the Word of God. And then you ask what is one of the funniest, or what was
the strangest?
Strangest.
Yes.
Yeah, like what's the strangest bit of inspiration that you've had for a story?
Wow, strangest inspiration for a story. You know what? I think, you know, I used to hear writers and authors talk about how characters, you know, speak to them, you know. And so I remember saying to myself, I've never had that experience, you know. And so I would begin to think, wow, they don't talk to me, you know. Here I want to write a fiction story. They're not saying a word to me, you know. So, you know, but as I started writing this story, I began to realize they did start talking to me. And so I'm like, oh, I finally got it. They can really talk to me. So, you know, for me, that was an aha moment, you know, because I would hear them say that all the time, you know, or, you know, their characters would wake them up in the middle of the night, or, you know, the characters would say this. And I'm just like, wow, I hadn't experienced that yet, you know. And but when I started writing Secret Places Revealed, that I had that moment, you know, where the characters begin to take an identity on their own, and a story that I may have initially started out in a certain direction just kind of, you know, it just went on its own, you know. And I'm really excited about being able to share, you know, that story, you know, with readers as well. But I think that really was, you know, a moment for me. You know, I'm like, I got mm-hmm. it. I got it, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm right there with you. It's only happened to me a couple times, but it's you're like, oh, my goodness, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like that. I couldn't believe it when it did happen. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, this is very cool. Let's chat a little bit about Secret Places Revealed. Could you tell us, set it up for us, tell us a little bit about the story. How long did it take to write, you know, from beginning to release,
okay.
you know, what that process was?
Okay. Well, actually, Secret Places Revealed came, it was a secondary book. I had another book that I was looking at to, that I have finished, but I knew that I needed, you know, to, you know, do a lot of more work if it is edits and whatnot. So I actually presented it to an editor to look at, and so she was pretty much like, oh, Paula, you need to just redo the whole book. And so I'm like, wow, what do? I don't have a story, you know. And so I knew I wanted to, I've always wanted to write a fiction book, even when I was writing my nonfiction. The desire mm-hmm. to write a fiction story, you know, came to me years ago. And so with Secret Places Revealed, I needed a story. And so I didn't want to totally scrap the other book, and the other book is called Sanctuary. I didn't want to totally scrap that book. And so
right.
I took some pieces out of it. And, of course, I needed another title. So what I did as far as the title, I put a post out there on Facebook, and I asked for some recommendations. I you know, presented my synopsis and told them a little bit about the book and whatnot, and a lot of things that I shared with them I pulled from the Sanctuary, you know. And so they came back with, you know, some titles, and Secret Places Revealed just really popped to me, you know. And so I took that title, and I've always loved reading romance stories. I love happy ever ending stories, you know, happy ever after stories, and so just reading romance stories and looking how seeing how, you know, couples mm-hmm. get together, couples break up, couples get back together, and boom, you know, everything works out fine, you know. And I wanted to write my own story, and with that, Secret Places of Reveal was birthed. And so the storyline, you know, came with, okay, I, of course, a man and a woman, what about these two characters that they go through that they're going to end up together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so the tagline is a broken man, a woman on the run, and a love that won't be denied. And so we have two characters here, Aaron Blackman and Simone Heron, and they actually, one, Simone is in New York, and Aaron is in the Bay Area, and my story scenes are from the San Francisco Bay Area, so those that are in this area, when they read it, they can really identify with some of the points or, you know, some of the scenes and restaurants that are in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so Aaron Blackman has been hurt from a previous relationship, and he is really not looking to be involved in anyone. You know, he's a very professional, handsome, sexy bachelor, and, you know, he's known to be, you know, one of the handsomest bachelors in the San Francisco Bay Area, and he just wants to do his business. He is a real estate mm-hmm. developer. He just wants to do his business, you know. And so he's not looking for a relationship. And then Simone Heron, her story is so, she's broken. She has experienced some really hard things in her previous relationship. And she's not looking for another relationship. She's looking to relocate, you know, back into the Bay Area, not mm-hmm. for a relationship, but just to get her life back in order, just to get her life back on track. And they meet up, you know, they meet up at an encounter. They meet up with one another, and Simone ends up working at the same development agency, the attorney's office that Aaron works at. And so, you know, things start happening, and there was a there was an attraction immediately for him, but not for her, you know. And as the story progresses, then, of course, you know, both of them have this, you know, strong attraction to one another, but they have issues, you know, issues from the past that they have to deal with in order for them to, you know, move on in life and even want to even have a relationship with one another. And so some of those issues, you know, they bring out to one another and they share. But I had so much fun sharing the story and writing the story and building their relationship with one another. And then, of course, there's the, you know, there's the breakup and, you know, they hate each other, they love each other thing, you know, and then finally they, you know, they get back together, you know. But it's a love story about second chances. It's a love story about dealing with the pain and disappointment of past relationships. It's a love story about, you know, reconciliation and really finding finding love once again. And you know, and I love how the story unfolded, you know, and how it just developed and it just grew on its own to you know, to where it is today.
Wow, sounds awesome. I love romance stories. it sounds good. I do. I'm a huge romantic.
Yeah,
oh
yeah. You know, I can really identify with you on that. And you know, and one thing I'd be amiss if I didn't share this. It was just so amazing that this even happened to me. I had the opportunity to meet the model, the male model on my book cover. And
nice.
he was on Facebook, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know him, and he had the cover, and he was, you know, he had it on his page, and all his friends and, you know, family was, you know, admiring the cover and just talking to him and telling him how good the cover looked and whatnot. And we have a mutual friend on Facebook, and she tagged me. And she said, "Paula, do you know this is A.C. Brown?" And I'm like, "No, I don't know A.C. Brown." You know, and so I went, you know, I went to his page and I started, you know, reading these comments, and I'm like, "Oh my God, this is so not normal."
Wow.
You know, and
yeah.
I introduced myself to him in the middle of all these comments going on, you know, and I said, "Hey, A.C., I'm Paulette. I'm the author of the book." And he said, "Hi, Paulette, I'm AC. I am the model on your book cover." And it was just like, OMG, you know? yeah, it was
like
that.
Did you hear the
sweet? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I love
it. It was just like that, you know? And so... You know, so my story then has taken a whole new turn, a whole new dimension in my story now, because now I have this real live human piece of chocolate that I can talk to about Aaron Blackman, you know.
Oh, that is so cool. Okay, you've made my weekend. I love that. That is so cool. I do. I love that. That is just, you never know. But, I mean, you know, like you said, that is just so weird to be able to say, "Oh, you met him," you know?
I know. It's been amazing. You know, it's been an amazing journey. You know, we've been friends for about over a year now. And I would ask him questions about Aaron's character. And it's just, he's, you know, his character is not just someone now I've just visualized in my mind. This is really him, you know. And so I'm asking him things about, you know, his pet peeve and, you know, does he have his ears pierced or does he have a tattoo? Because, you know, my character, you know, Aaron has his ear pierced. I think it's real sexy for a guy to have his ears pierced.
I know, Jamie's like, "Oh, my gosh."
You know, and he has a, you know, Aaron has a tattoo, and you know, AC doesn't have tattoos or
I love tattoos.
And you know, so you would definitely love Aaron Blackman. So, asking him questions, you know, about who he is as a person, and then intertwining those characteristics into my storyline has just been amazing. It really has been amazing, you know. And I text him and ask him, what about this and what about that? And we have such a great rapport and a great relationship with one another, and I'm taking him along this ride with me, you know, and
That's awesome. It's
been awesome for him. Yeah, it's been awesome for him, and it's been so awesome for me as well. And so you're talking about a divine, you know, connection. It really has been with him.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's just a nice twist to, you know, the story. I don't think I've ever heard that happen, you know. Unless the author had, you know, commissioned it and they picked the models, but
sure.
To just have that happen that way, I think that is just incredible.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jamie. Yes, everybody, I squeed. I did.
Oh my gosh, you should look at the pictures on Facebook. He is so handsome.
See, you know, I know I read a story, you know. I write why, so it doesn't do me any good. No, go ahead.
What do you like to do when you're not writing?
Oh my goodness, what I'd like to do when I'm not writing. You know what? I have my my virtual book tour business, and so I, you know, do that with, you know, marketing and promoting my clients. And so that really does take a lot of my time. And for fun, you know, I like to, you know, go to concerts and listen to jazz and whatnot. And so, you know, my days are so full, and you know, writing, I have to, you know, really make the time to do it. But when I'm not, you know, I'm working, really, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I don't have time to, you know, when I take time out just for Paulette, you know, it's going to the concerts or listening, you know, going and listening to some jazz, you know, or going shopping somewhere, or just, you know, sitting at the, you know, at the bay or the beach, you know, just, you know, enjoying the nature, enjoy nature.
Nice. And many authors would say, well, no, they don't have a favorite or whatnot, because, you know, the book is our babies, you know, it's our creation.
Yeah.
But what was one of the favorite, your most favorite scene or part in the book?
Mm.
And why?
Oh, my. Yeah. Actually, I do have some scenes that were like, wow, I really like that, you know. And I think it was the scene where it was the black moment for Aaron, and that black moment where he had to, he was being tossed with trying to decide if Simone was real genuine in her, you know, her confession of her love for him. And so being tossed, you know, with his emotions, and then him deciding that he was going to go with the negative instead of the positive, you know, and then the confrontation that he had with her. It was so, to me, it was so powerful. And then it was what happened after they had, you know, had split up. And remember I mentioned that they worked at the same, you know, they worked at the same company. And
right.
he went in her office one day. And so when he crossed the threshold of her office, her fragrance was still there. And he could still smell her scent. And it brought back all these emotions and all these memories of what they used to have. And he had to realize that he was the reason she was gone. Wow. And he had to deal with his emotions right then and there. And so that scene right there, it was like, wow. And when he walked into her office and he smelled her fragrance, it was one of her favorite perfumes that became one of his. And so, you know, he's now at a point where he is sorrowful for what he's done, but he just doesn't know how to make things right. And so he soon learns so how to make it right. But that's one of my favorite scenes. And
yeah.
Then, you know, she actually, for her, it was a scene where they had broken up, and she was back in New York for a moment, and she was reminiscing about him. And she was having this dialogue with herself about him, you know. in that conversation, you know, she's like, okay, I could, you know, delete his pictures, you know, I could delete all his texts, I can delete his phone number, you know, I can delete all his emails, you know, but why can't I delete the memories that he has given me? Why can't I delete the how he made me feel? Why can't I delete his touch? Why can't I delete how he kissed me? And so that right there was like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
So we are actually getting down to time. So what would you like to say to everybody out there? And where can they connect with you so that they can keep up with your new book release and things?
Yeah. What I like to share with readers is, you know, no doubt, grab a copy of Secret Places Revealed. It's the story of Aaron Blackman and Simone Heron. It's their love story, and you can find yourself, you know, diving into it and making it part of your own story as well. They can get copies of Secret Places Revealed on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. They can also go to my website and read an excerpt. Actually, they can download an excerpt on my website, which is paulettharper.com. The book is in ebook and paperback. And if they want an autographed copy, they can contact me at info@paulettharper.com.
Well, Paulette, thank you so much for joining us. We really enjoy chatting with you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I just think I love those stories, and so I'm all excited. So, you know, I wish you just the best, and, you know, congratulations on your newest release. And you're welcome back anytime. Please, you know, come back in the future. Let us know what's going on. Keep us in the loop. And, you know, so thank you. Thank you again for everything you've done for the show as well. But thank you and congratulations to you.
Thank you, Michelle and Jamie. I appreciate being on the show, and I'll talk with you soon.
Talk to you soon. And everyone that's out there, make sure that you go out and you connect with author Paulette Harper and grab copies of Secret Places Revealed, and you know, connect with her on social media, and also follow right now literary virtual tours and all the marvelous authors that Paulette coordinates and supports. And so make sure you go and you show that love. Jamie, how can everyone touch bases with you?
I have everything linked on my website, jamielwhite.com, JAMIELWHITE.
All right. Well, there you have it, everyone. Another show, and we just hope that you enjoyed it and that you will chat with us. Stop by in the review behind the scenes. We're out over there on Facebook, and leave us a message. You know, just chat with us. We would love to chat with you. That is it. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. And why? We always say it because you deserve it. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.